Potpourri. Willkommen, welcome, bienvenue. Gedanken, Thoughts, Ideen, Leben, Life, Spaßiges, Plaisir, Interviews, Wissenschaft, Musik, Reisen, Traveling, Voyage, Sprache, Languages, Langue.
Hello and welcome everybody to Potpourri. Today's episode is going to be in English again, so most of you guys can stay tuned. Bonjour tout le monde, bienvenue à Potpourri. Aujourd'hui, je vais parler en anglais, encore une fois, donc la majorité de vous peut toujours écouter l'anglais si vous comprenez l'anglais. So, hallihallo und herzlich willkommen zu Potpourri. Hier ist wieder Florian. Und heute werde ich wieder ein bisschen in Englisch erzählen, nämlich über meine kleine Alltagserfahrung. Eine tolle Sache. Alright, so what's going on? As you may be noticing, I am a little bit excited today, and not only today, I usually am excited, but not when I do podcasts. Okay, so what am I going to talk about today? Today is going to be a little bit shorter, because I only have roughly 7 minutes left on my mini-disc. But nevertheless, I wanted to do a little podcast. Today is going to be about hot food. Why hot food? Because about, 2 months ago, when I was still in Ireland, roughly 10 weeks ago, when I was still in Ireland, I went to the Mexican Independence Day celebration party in Dublin. And I ate some hot food, and it was terribly hot, and I only noticed that it was so hot after I already had eaten too much, because somehow this hotness has been hiding somewhere, and then when I already had eaten enough, it sort of jumped in from behind the bush and burnt my mouth. It burnt myself to death. I was really pretty much crying. I must have looked very, very desolate. At least all my friends around me were very concerned about me, and I was actually also feeling very bad because it really was hot. It's not just some superficial hotness, it was some in-depth the roof is on fire stuff. So anyway, what I noticed after I sort of overcame that shock was that I was totally awake and I was in total good humor and I was motivated and I was partying on till I don't know what time at night, until they threw us out actually. And from that day on, I discovered hot food as my little private drug, especially if I'm not really motivated to go out at night, but I usually want to go out because sitting at home is not a very exciting thing to do. But when I'm a little bit lacking the motivation to actually leave the warm room and go outside in the cold, I prepare some very, very hot food, put lots of chilies onto it or pepperonis and some Tabasco sauce and everything, and let it burn my mouth, and then when that's done, I'm great. I'm in good mood and I feel like going out, just as I'm doing now. So before I get myself ready, I decided to record this little podcast and let you know that if you ever feel a little bit, lacking motivation, have some hot food, have some chilies, have some pepperonis, and you're gonna be grand. Alright, that was it. I told you I don't have too much time today. So I say again bye for now and talk to you later next time. Thanks again, Markus, for this great jingle you made. And yeah, bye-bye. Ach so, in Deutsch noch. Ein etwas spontaner Podcast heute. Nehmt's mir nicht übel, aber manchmal geht's auch mir gut. Seid lieb gegrüßt und bis zum nächsten Mal, sagt euer Florian. Tschüss!